Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Tamron Lenses and Looking Glass Photo in Berkeley. They have the perfect lens for you. Today's guest is San Jose Giants first baseman Chris Shaw, who was a first-round pick of the Giants in 2015 out of Boston College. Chris, you know, I've learned one thing from coming into the parking lot during Giants batting practice. I don't want to walk too far away from that wall. I might get drilled. I had a ball that flew right by my head, and I was thinking it was probably you because you're hitting home runs over that wall in batting practice. But all kidding aside, you know, how much does the power mean as far as, you know, the Giants drafted you first round? Is that something that, you know, just kind of comes and goes? Because you've been pretty hot as far as hitting home runs, especially on that recent road trip that you guys had.
Yeah, no, I think that with me, when, you know, I'm hitting these home runs, it's kind of just a byproduct of having a good approach and just trying to hit the ball hard every at bat. You know, I'm not going up there trying to hit the ball over the fence. I'm more than anything just trying to go up there, be a consistent and good hitter. And I think that just, you know, my natural power kind of takes over in certain situations where the pitcher might make a mistake or whatever. But, you know, as a whole, I'm looking to use the whole field, hit the ball hard, and, you know, kind of take what the pitcher gives me.
Yeah, I've noticed that you've been using the whole field. There was a game here recently where you hit one in the left center gap. Is that something that has come along naturally for you? Did you have to work hard at it? Were you more of a pull hitter in high school and in college?
No, you know, when I was younger, actually, I was pretty much a strictly opposite way type approach hitter. And I kind of got pull happy, though, you know, beginning of college and stuff when I started to come into my power. But, you know, once I kind of understood that the power is still going to be there when I'm thinking that opposite way approach, I got back to that approach. And, you know, ultimately, I think it helped round me into a better player. It allows me to see balls deeper, you know, lay off bad pitches and, you know, ultimately be more consistent.
How about on the defensive side, just learning the nuances of first base? You know, I know you were an outfielder before, so how difficult was that? How do you feel it's coming along?
You know, I mean, I was an outfielder in college for 3 years, but I predominantly played first base in high school and growing up for the most part, so it wasn't that foreign to me. You know, I think more than anything, it was just getting used to, you know, moving around there again last year, my first season back there in almost 3 years. But, you know, I feel great over there now. I feel like my footwork's, you know, where it needs to be. I mean, I'm pretty confident in, you know, fielding balls hit at me and around me and whatnot. So, you know, I think it's going great, and, you know, I'm enjoying my time over there.
Yeah, how much do the other infielders appreciate what you can do when you can dig one out and, you know, when you're able to stretch? Just help them out so they don't have to worry about making a perfect throw.
Yeah, you know, I mean, anything that you can do to help your teammates in any given situation really is something that I think all, you know, players and teammates should strive for. So when I'm able to, you know, pick one for guys, you know, feel good about myself and, you know, feel good to help the team ultimately get through that inning.
We'll have more of the conversation I had with Chris Shaw of the San Jose Giants right after this. Hey, Giants fans, whether you are taking pictures of Little Leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Looking Glass Photo have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again, whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall. Your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Looking Glass Photo in Berkeley. Contact them at www.lookingglassphoto.com. This is a very talented team in San Jose, the pitching, you know, the lineup. You got a lot of good prospects on this team. What kind of outlook do you have for the ball club as you go into, you know, the middle of the season and take a look at it?
You know, I mean, I think more than anything else with this team is that we have great chemistry. And that speaks volumes about what we're able to do on the field because of that. I mean, you know, obviously things are going well right now for us, but I think even if we hit a slow patch, just because of how close-knit we are and everything, it's not really going to affect us like it might other clubhouses. So I think, you know, looking down the road towards the end of the season and whatnot, you know, I'm very optimistic about what we're going to be able to do.
How much did the college experience help you at Boston College? You know, I know sometimes it's got to be tough to get games in there with the weather, but how do you compare that to, you know, the guy who gets drafted out of high school? You know, you have that extra experience.
I think more than anything, it's just, you know, maturation as a man, you know, life experience that you go through in 3 years of college. I know that my 18-year-old self versus myself now, it's just, you know, a world of difference between, you know, maturity and whatnot. So I think I'm able to go out, live on my own, and, you know, basically be able to have good control of myself. Whereas, you know, the high school kid, it might take a little, you know, period of adjustment to, you know, get used to that stuff. So I definitely think that 3 years of college, you know, maturity-wise as well as playing-wise really, really helped.
Is there a certain pride that comes with coming out of Boston College? I mean, not a lot of kids, you know, come out of a Northeast school to make it to the major leagues. You know, you even see a lot of your teammates and opponents. These guys are from California or Texas or Florida, but, you know, you're representing New England.
Yeah, you know, I think it's nice because, you know, I grew up and, you know, the only time I played baseball really was, you know, I think we would start our seasons in the end of March and I'd be done, you know, end of August going to hockey season. So, you know, it's nice to be able to go out there and compete, you know, be on the same, you know, playing field as all these guys from the southern climates where they're playing year round. But, you know, it's like anything else. Once you step on the field, it's a level playing field, and, you know, you just got to go out and compete.
You mentioned hockey, and you were telling me that you were a hockey player. What made you choose baseball? How much did you love the sport of hockey?
I loved hockey. You know, there's a point in my life where I thought I was going to, you know, try and pursue hockey, but, you know, ultimately baseball ended up being the better decision and, you know, had more options for me. But I loved it growing up. I grew up, you know, playing pond hockey in the winters with all my buddies. And, you know, I had a rink in my backyard growing up. So it was definitely a big part of my life. And, you know, I miss it very dearly to this day.
Yeah, the only guy I could think of is Tom Glavine, who played both hockey and baseball growing up.
He's from about 15 minutes from me, actually, Billerica High School, so.
Yeah, so you guys, I mean, it's the same kind of thinking. The passion that's involved, it's such a different sport, too. I mean, you really have to be in great physical condition to play hockey, no doubt about that. But if you can compare the sports, is there anything that you take from hockey to baseball?
I think just, you know, discipline. Hockey's a game where if you're not disciplined on the ice and, you know, you're skating around, you know, your head down or whatever, and you're not being smart, you know, it can turn into a goal for the other team real quick. So, you know, like baseball, you got to stay on top of your stuff and, you know, you know, there's a lot of similarities like that.
More with Giants prospect first baseman Chris Shaw after this. The Bay Area is a playground for all levels of cyclists, and the best bicycle store around is Breaking Away Bicycles in Marin. Established in 2005, Breaking Away Bicycles was built on a passion for getting people outside. Donna started the shop after 19 years managing Angel Island, watching kids and adults enjoy riding around the beautiful landscape. She left the corporate world to help more folks get on bikes. Rich joined the team and dedicated his life to being constantly covered in grease. He'll get you rolling no matter what. So stop by Breaking Away Bikes in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common, or check them out on the web, www.breakingawaybikes.com. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with San Jose Giants first baseman Chris Shaw. When you think about playing professional baseball and you get picked in the first round, and immediately it seems like, you know, that puts some pressure on you. Did you feel like you maybe thrive under that? What was the thinking when you got drafted in the first round last year?
No, obviously it was a great thrill, something I worked for my entire life. And as far as pressure goes, I don't necessarily think that I put any extra added pressure. I mean, the draft is nice, but it's just a starting point. You know, everybody in pro baseball is professional baseball players, so you're competing against everyone, so I don't really necessarily hold that first-round status above my head and you know, think of myself as better than anyone else. We're all out here grinding. We're all trying to advance. And, you know, because I think like that, I think it kind of alleviates a lot of that pressure.
Being from New England, I have to guess that you were a Red Sox fan. I'm just guessing. David Ortiz, is that the guy that you looked at? I mean, who were the players that you maybe emulated growing up?
Yeah, I loved watching David Ortiz growing up and Manny Ramirez and, you know, even as far back as Trot Nixon. Yeah, he had a smooth, sweet lefty swing that I tried to emulate growing up. But David, if you grew up in Boston, it's kind of hard not to fall in love with David Ortiz with everything he's done for the city, you know, as far as winning games and just being, you know, a fixture is somebody you look to. I mean, after the Boston Marathon bombings, he was the guy that, you know, came out and gave that speech that, even thinking about it now, it gives me goosebumps. But, you know, growing up in Boston, David Ortiz is kind of that guy that every kid playing baseball looked up to.
Yeah, do you look at him too? I mean, he's not just a home run hitter. He could have been just that. He's a big guy, you know, who swings hard and he can hit it way, way out. But he's also hit for a high average. Is that something that you've been looking at with him?
Yeah, I think when you look at David Ortiz, you just appreciate how smart of a hitter he is. I mean, he's playing in Fenway Park where, you know, if you take what the pitcher gives you as a left-handed hitter, you're going to be rewarded a lot because of that short, you know, porch in left field with the monster there. So I kind of watch him and, you know, kind of understand that, you know, you might get frustrated when you go through these little patches of, you know, a couple weeks or so without hitting a home run. But, you know, if you stick to that consistent approach and you look up at the end of the year, your stat sheets, it tend to be pretty good, you know, both with the average and the power numbers. So,
you know, the Red Sox, for so long, they couldn't get into and win the World Series there. But then they break through, and then they win three of them. It's kind of like the Giants. Giants, for so long, you know, didn't have success. So when you look at those winning teams and, you know, now you're part of this winning organization, how much does it mean? When you got drafted by the Giants, what were your thoughts?
I mean, it means a ton to me. Winning is the most important thing, you know, I strive to do when I'm playing any sport, doing anything, really. I want to be the best, and I think that being in the Giants organization, it allows you to do that. Just given their track record the past couple of years, you know, their track record with development and whatnot, I mean, I couldn't be more fortunate and blessed to be in this spot.
How do you learn from teammates? I mean, there's one guy I think about, Jose Vizcaino Jr. His dad played a long time in the major leagues. He's got a wealth of knowledge, I would think. Do you pick the brain of some of your other guys on this team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, talk to Jose. I mean, talk to his dad too when he's in town. You know, he's great as far as that stuff. And then our coaching staff's unbelievable too, as far as, you know, having playing experience and whatnot. I mean, Lyndon is as recent as 3 years ago playing, so he's unbelievable to talk to. And, you know, just talking with the teammates and whatnot, at bat to at bat, see what the pitcher's doing, you know, other infielders positionally, like what they think, you know, the infield grass is doing, whatever it might be. But, you know, we're always talking.
There's a lot of pitchers who can throw really hard at this level now. It's amazing. So as somebody coming up, you know, through the minor league system, is there anything that you've had to adjust to, not just so much the velocity, but guys who can change off of that speed and try to keep you off balance?
You know, my thing every time I go to the box is hit the fastball. Be on time to hit the fastball and just kind of let everything else adjust. If you're on time to hit the fastball and you're in good position to hit the fastball, you're just going to naturally adjust to stuff. So that's really pretty much the only thing I try and do when I go up there is find a good pitch to hit and hit it hard. And you do that by getting in position to hit the fastball.
Did it take a little while to adjust to the wood bat? I know you played in the Cape Cod League. Did that prepare you for playing with a wood bat here in the pros?
Not necessarily, just because, you know, I like to think of myself as a, you know, a hitter who, you know, has, you know, a good feel for bats and stuff. So with a wood bat, I was able to get, you know, exact weight, like stuff that I like, and, you know, balance and everything. So with metal bats, you can't do that. They're all, you know, across the board pretty generic. So I kind of like the transition to wood, actually, because I can get something that I felt really comfortable with.
As we finish up, we'll go back to where we started, where I was talking about how I almost got hit by a home run ball. I don't know if it was yours, but do you have any stories about when you were a kid? I mean, maybe hitting one out and, you know, breaking a windshield, or, you know, everybody seems to have that kind of story when they're a kid, maybe getting in trouble because of hitting the ball a little too far in the wrong direction or something.
I mean, it was actually funny. The first time my college coach came to watch me hit was I was taking batting practice at Lexington High School, and he came, and the first swing he saw me, we had a parking lot in right field, and I put one through somebody's windshield. So that was the first time he saw me. But other than that, I guess there was always an ice cream guy parked out in right field. We used to pepper him a lot during BP, which, I mean, we'd try and hit him, but that was always fun.
Those guys need to have insurance, right? I mean, you don't have to worry about it as long as they have insurance.
Hey, if they're parking out there, they're asking for it.
Exactly. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this season with the San Jose Giants.
Thank you very much.
That's Giants first base prospect Chris Shaw playing for the San Jose Giants. Our next podcast will be on Wednesday, June the 8th, the Giants at AT&T Park taking on the Boston Red Sox. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.